Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation would like to extend its appreciation to the delegation of Suriname, led by Her Excellency Minister of Justice and Police, for the presentation of their national report and constructive engagement in the UPR process. Indonesia note with appreciation the progress made since the first UPR cycle, especially on the accession to the optional protocol of the Convention on the Right of the Child, implementation of roadmap in combating trafficking 2014-2018, development of gender work plan and amendment to the penal code to increase the protection of children. Indonesia also commend the effort by the government of Suriname in establishing the National Human Rights Institution. Mr. President, Indonesia takes note with appreciation that the government of Suriname has extended the compulsory education and the elimination of primary and secondary school fees. In ensuring the right of education for all people in Suriname, we therefore recommend the government of Suriname to further improve access to all levels of education, including in the rural interior. While welcoming the prohibition of corporal punishment of children in the penal system, Indonesia also recommends that the government of Suriname to strengthen the national legal framework to combat torture by considering the accession of the Convention Against Torture. In addition, we also recommend the government of Suriname to consider the accession of the Convention on the Protection of the Right of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. To conclude, Indonesia would like to offer its best wishes to the government and people of Suriname in their future endeavor toward the promotion and protection of human rights at all levels. I thank you, Mr.